This week's parsha begins, Re'ei Anochi Nosein Lefnechem Hayom Bracha Uklola. Hashem says, I'm giving a choice of a bracha and a klola. The Rechaim HaKadosh and other Mefarshim are medayik. What is the Lashon Re'ei Anochi? Re'ei Anochi. So the Rechaim HaKadosh in the second column suggests Od Yurtze B'mamar Re'ei Anochi Al Derech Omram Zal Rambam Hilchas Tshuva Perkei. The Rambam writes in Perkei Hilchas Tshuva Yochol Odom Lasas Atzmo K'moshe Rabbeinu, that a person could be like Moshe Rabbeinu, could have aspirations of godless. And that's what it means, Re'ei Anochi, meaning, as Moshe is saying, look at me, Anochi, referring to Moshe Rabbeinu, and aspire for that level. But says the Or HaChaim HaKadosh, it's Lashon Yochid, Re'ei, not Re'u. Because the aspiration of great levels of godless is not for everybody. Not everyone can have those aspirations. Maybe more people can have them than think they can have them. But perhaps not for everybody. So the Re'ei Anochi is for the Yechidei Sgula, who are having those aspirations, those she'ifos, to be like a Moshe Rabbeinu. And then for everyone else, it's Nosein Lefnechem Hayom. Everyone else also should have aspirations. Hashem is saying, I'm giving you an opportunity also. The Torah is for also for you. But the idea is the she'ifa. A person has to have a desire, a drive, to service HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to learn, to do chesed, etc. And this drive is divided into two parts. It's the Re'ei Anochi for the Yechidei Sgula, and the Nosein Lefnechem Hayom for the Hamonan. The Morva Shemesh, from the classical Hasidish Svarim, on page 3, says another idea, and he says like this. He quotes a famous Hasidish pshat from the Rav Yechiel Michal of Zlatchov, and the pasuk in Veschanan on page 4, Anochi Omeid Bein Hashem Uveinechem. So the Rav Michal of Zlatchov says, Anochi. Anochi is Anochius, which is Gaiva. Oh, Anochi, me. So Gaiva is what stands between man and God. Because the person wants to have a Dveikus Bashem, he can't have Gaiva. That's Masalik, right? The Gemara in Sota says that Gaiva is Masalik, the Shekhinah. So Anochi, that Anochius, it's what's Omeid Beini Veinechem. That's what makes the divide between man and God. So what's the Re'ei Anochi? So says the Morva Shemesh, Omnam, second arrow, Lo Kol Ha'itim Shavos. But sometimes it's good to have a little bit gaiva, not in a sense of looking down on people or haughtiness, but in the sense of a self-confidence. Because sometimes a person could say, who am I? What is my davening worth? What's my learning worth? What's my chesed? I'm a nothing. No. So when it comes to be nichnas into the avodas Hashem, sometimes you have to have what's called in the Sfarim gaivet the kedusha, or what's placed on the pasuk in Divrei Hayomim Beis, Vayigba libo bedarche Hashem. So that's what it says. So he explains like this, Re'ei Anochi, in other words, to have a little bit gaiva could sometimes be a bracha or a klala. if it's because you want to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and you need a certain level of self-assurance and self-confidence, that's bracha. But if you're doing it only l'shem hisparus, to be haughty and to look down on people, that's the klala. So re'ei anochi, this measure of self-confidence and self-esteem, what's a little bit gaiva de kedusha, because anochi, like Rav Michal of Zlatchev says, is gaiva. That's how he teaches the pasuk anochi omeid bein Hashem ubein eichem. But sometimes it's a good thing, because you need the self-confidence, and you need that measure of assurity. Because without that, you won't proceed in life. And that's the Rav Shomshon Raphael Hirsch on his commentary here in Re'ei on page 6, explains what does bracha mean. Bracha, he says, in Loshon Berech, Berkayim. It's the knee. Bracha, he four lines to the bottom, Matzav Shel Hispaschut Below Latzor, Shel Shigshug Mitzkadeim. In other words, the knee is the part of your body that enables you to walk. Without the knee, you can't walk. It enables you to proceed further. And that's what bracha is. Bracha is the ability to move further, to be miskadeim, to walk, to accomplish, to move, not to stay, be stagnant in one place. And that needs a certain level of anochi, a certain level of assurity, a certain level of self-confidence. It needs a drive. Different people. Some people have, as the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh, the anochi of Moshe Rabbeinu. And other people, it's just to get proceed further, even if it's not necessarily at the levels of godless. And klala, he says, is not only it's more than just the opposite of bracha. Klala loshen kal, meaning there's no tochen, there's no weight. And I think the idea is, if a person is staying in one place, he's stagnant, so he's not adding tochen to his life, not adding quality, accomplishment. Again, in a modest way, always not in a haughty way, but the self-confidence to proceed further. Re'anochi. There's a famous medrash in the Tanchuma that says, Re'anochi gives a mashal of a zokin, an old person, who's standing at the on page 2, standing at the crossroads. There are two paths, and he's directing traffic, and he's telling people to go in a certain route as opposed to the other road. Just go on this road, not on this road. Now everyone sees the two roads. One road is full of thorns and one road is totally empty. And he's directing everyone in the route where the roads are. So what's going on? People can't figure it out. So the Zuckin, who's directing traffic, says, you know, don't worry. Even though this road has thorns, that's only for the first mile. The rest of the route is totally fine, clear. This route, the other route that doesn't have any thorns here, that's only the first mile. But the rest of the route is horrendous. So go over here. So I was thinking, I've been seeing, when I was looking at this chazal this year, I was thinking, I never thought of this before, what's the mashal lezokin? Why dafka zokin? Could have been anybody. But the zokin is the one who has chochmas achayim, he has life experience. He knows that good things don't always start easy. And sometimes that's why people are a little bit afraid to move forward, because kol hascholos koshos. But the zokin has the life experience to tell you, you put in the time now, you put in the effort now, and the end it'll be good. the younger person likes the easy thing now. And that's the she'ifa that a person needs to have, is this idea that anochi, that I'm somebody, like the Mor of Hashemesh says, I have abilities, and therefore I'm willing to go into the thorns. I'm willing to walk in, I'm willing to have that she'ifa, and even though it's hard now, it'll be easier in the future. And we'll see soon Rav Azrachi, Rav Baruch Azrachi, writes in one of his Mamorim, how come there wasn't a third route? That's Mishur now and Mishur later. He says, it's never like that, says Rav Azrachi. He says, it always has to be Hazorim Bedimma Benrino Yitzorim. Always has to start off with difficulty, but you have self-confidence, you win over the difficulties, and then so for Mishur. And then you'll be okay. There's a Chazal, which Rav Azrachi was speaking about in his Maimer, Sefer Brichas Mordechai, in this week's Parsha. Very interesting sukkim we have about page 7. He says, Ki ima l'makom asher yivchar Hashem alukeichem mikol shivteichem l'sum eshemo shom l'sichno sidru shul v'os hashom. So this is referring to the Beis HaMikdash, or the Mishkan, Rashi says. But it doesn't tell you where it is. L'sichno sidru shul, you know, look, investigate. Try to find it. It doesn't say. So the Sifrei on page 8 has an interesting drasha. Sifrei says, the Shichno Sidrashu, the Sifrei says, Ki mokam shevcha, Hashem mokechem kol shevteichem, Shechlo just points this out, Drosh al pinovi. That you have to find it based on a Navi. So says the man, the Sifrei, Yochel Tamtin at Sheyom al Ghanavi. So maybe we should just wait till the Navi tells us where the Mikdash is. No. Talmudom al Shechno Sidrushu Vat Shama. Droshu Motse, Vachakach Yomer al Ghanavi. In other words, you try to figure it out. I think the Netziv, they quote, try to darshan the Psukim, try to figure it out somehow, put in effort, and then you'll ask the Navi to see if you're right. So Rav Azrachi says, what's going on here? What's going on? So he explains that the idea is that Mikdash, Varm Shabadusha, doesn't just happen. You want to find the base of Mikdash, you want to make a base of Mikdash, you got to put an effort. You got to do the Halicha. You got to have that confidence and find it. That's how you create Kedusha. Drosh V'achakach Yomalucha Novi, if you're right. And then he makes an interesting comment. He says that on page 16, Rav Azrachi says that the same thing we find by Shiduchim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't tell us who our Shiduch is. Darko Shel Ish L'chazer Achar Avedoso, the Gemara says in Kedusha. Because anything that's good, the makom kedusha that you're going to make, your bias, you have to l'shichno sidrushu. You have to search it out, find it. Be mechazer. It doesn't fall, come right to your doorstep. Drosh. Because the dvarim shel kedusha needs that she'ifa, that's that drive to go and pursue and try to find with Anava, yet with self-confidence. And the Medrash discusses about David HaMelech, the quotes the Medrash and also the Pesukim in Tehillim, that David HaMelech says, Zichor Hashem leDavid es kol unuso. I'm not going to go to sleep. He tries to find the Mokum Lashem, where it is. So even though Shlomo built it, but David finds the Makom. And that's why the Medrash says it's called Mizmor Shir Hanukkas Habayis LeDavid. Because the David was the one who notes it in a Yochal Kirya. He's Dorish the Makom. There's a very interesting Barbanel in this week's Haftorah. On page 17, always struck me very interesting. On the pasuk, "Hoy kol tzomei l'chul amayim." Anyone thirsty, go for water. Asher el kosef, and a person that doesn't have money, l'chushuvu bo kesef. Bo b'chir yoyim v'cholof. So different mefarshim have different ways of interpreting what this means. So the Abarbanel writes, what is kesef? We know money is called kesef. But kesef comes from the word kisufim. Kisufim means yearning. Nichsof nichsafti. He says sometimes you have a person who doesn't have a drive. He doesn't have a sheifa. So sometimes, Stam, it's depression or something like that, and you need to take medication, you need to see a professional. Because sometimes people lose their drive in life. Sometimes they need a medication to help them, a doctor. But sometimes, says the Abarbanel, the low kesef means a person who loses his sheifa. He doesn't have kisufim. He doesn't. So you know what we tell him? Chuv shivru v'cholum. Go and eat. Go and taste the Torah. Get involved in some type of limud that you'll enjoy, and then you'll have the kisufim for it. Then you'll have the she'ifa for it. And you know there's a famous story, there's a sefer called She'ifos. All different things about this idea of yearning by a fellow, Rav Yitzchak Hershkowitz. And he quotes the couple of famous ideas. He quotes here on page 22 from the Yisrael Salanter. Yisrael Salanter says his whole life, you know, Yisrael Salanter was from the Rei Anochi, who was the Shiva for Godless. He says his whole life he wanted to be like the Gra. He said, I ended up to be Rabbi Yisrael Salanter. But the point, as he's saying, is we're going to see here, is that if he wouldn't have wanted to be a Gra, he wouldn't have ended up to be Rabbi Yisrael Salanter. That's what he quotes here from the Chofetz Chaim. The Chofetz Chaim would say, he says, Napoleon said that a soldier that doesn't want to be a general won't even be a simple soldier. You have to have higher hasagas, you know, always, you know, have shifa for a little bit higher. And that's what the Archaim HaKadosh also said, and the Arborea explains. Again, something can't be, sometimes people are not realistic. Sometimes people should be, you know, have more shifas than that, but that's the idea. And then he quotes a famous story that Rav Chaim Shmulevitz used to say he heard from Rav Avram Yaffin. From the Vardak. He says, Rav Chaim Shmulevitz said he once went to visit his uncle, Rav Avram Yaffin, in the Vardak. And he was asking him, Rav Chaim Shmulevitz was asking his uncle, tell me, who's you consider the best bacher in the yeshiva? So the Rav Avram Yaffin says, you know, this fellow here, he's the biggest amken. He learns in greatest depth. This fellow is the biggest masmid. This is the biggest bucky. So Rav Chaim Shmulevitz said to him, but who's the best bacher? And he pointed to someone else. And he says, I don't get it. This boy, you didn't tell me he was the biggest this, he wasn't the biggest that, so why is he the best? He didn't excel in any of these things more than the others. He says, no, because he's the biggest mavakish. He wants it the most. He has the biggest drive. And that was the stipend. So that's the she'ifa. A person has to have drive, has to have ratzon. And again, some people are into Gemara. That's their drive. Some people more medrash. Some people mishnayis. It's all good. But find that niche for yourself. Find that makam shalibo chafetz. And then, you know, wherever madreg you're on, doesn't always have, not everyone has to strive for godless. Re'ei Anochi is Lashon Yachid. Certain people are striving for the Moshe Rabbeinu, so to speak. And certain people know Sein Lefnechem, but everyone needs to walk. Everyone needs to proceed. That's bracha. Rav Shamsham Rafal Hirsch says Lashon Berech Berkayim, your knees, because your knees give you the ability to walk, and that's what bracha is, and that's what life is about. A person always has to move forward. If you're a Baal Chesed, everyone should be a Baal Chesed. Do more Chesed. If you're a Baal Mishnah, learn more Mishnah. Do more. Again, you don't have to be crazy amounts that you're gonna burn out from. That's not good either. You have to do it with seichel. You have to sometimes be shoal eitza. But it's l'shichno sidrushu. Something that has kedusha needs a drisha, a drive to get it. We're not told where the mikdash is. And you know, there's a Rambam in the Moreh Nevuchim that discusses how come, on page 14, how come we're not told where the mikdash is? So he gives three reasons. He says, one is because the Umos Olam will want it. Number two is someone will just destroy it. You know, they'll want to cause trouble. Or number three, it'll bring a machlokis between the different tribes. Everyone will want that to be in their territory. But Rav Mizrahi is saying a different word. But the word is because we have to have a drive. And if it's just set out in front of us, we don't have that drive. We have to have the shifa. We have to have the halicha. We can't be afraid by the kotzim in the beginning, because the kotzim in the beginning is, as Rav Mizrahi points out, the Medrash says, is going to be smooth sailing in the end. But sometimes if you have smooth sailing in the beginning, you get kotzim in the end, which you never put in the effort. So everyone needs that self-confidence. And again, some people burned out. They lost their shifa. They don't have a shifa. They're below kesef, like the Haftarah says. So l'chu v'cholu. Go taste. Taste something that's good for you. Do a lima that you enjoy. And then you'll get into it, and you'll have a drive for it, and then you'll build your own base of mikdash. You're the mikdash, as Rav Zrachi says. You'll create kedusha, and that's rei anochi nosim lefteichem, as the Mor v'Shemesh says. You need anochius. You need a little bit gaivet to kedusha, but it depends. If you do it in the right way, it's bracha. In the wrong way, it's klala. But everyone needs to have that shifa, to move forward, to progress, to produce in a good way, in an honest way, in a nivastika way. And that, as now we're in the Zman of the Shiva, the Nechemta, the time of Nechama, the time of Binyan, the time of creation, everyone needs to see where this can fit in their own lives. Whether it means shiduchim, whether it means chesed, whether it means learning Gemara, whether it means all different avenues. Move forward in whatever we have to do. And in the right way, it'll be bracha. It's a bracha shetishmu. You're going to listen to Hashem. You're going to proceed. You're going to move forward. The birkayim, the berech, those knees are going to propel you forward to accomplish l'man avodas Hashem. Behera yibonaveis hamikdash b'mehera v'yomeinu.